Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's go to Ann Arbor, where the governor lost his luggage, the airline, and he had to go out and get a new blazer and tie today. Where did you snag the coat and tie to work with Raftery tonight? Where did you get that last second?
Actually, I thought I was going to have to go, but right as I was leaving the lobby to head to your Joseph A. Bank of Ann Arbor, the luggage showed up. And so now I had to change clothes at Chrysler Arena because I'd already been kicked out of the hotel. You know, they couldn't keep me in the hotel. So,
right.
I, by the hair of my chinny chin chin and Sky Priority miles, I guess, I got the favor of actually getting my luggage just in the nick of time.
All right, so you're livid about Baylor. You had Georgia 10th this week, and they somehow got the spot in tonight's playoff rankings.
Well, if you saw my piece that I do each week, I actually tape them right on Saturdays from the booth at the end of the games, because especially if I'm doing a night game, as I did this past week in Wisconsin, I will do again in Utah this week. I sort of put the you know, the landscape of college football and the world of Timmy B on display in a little something we call On Brando. FoxSports.com puts it out. And I, in turn, will put it on my different platforms on Instagram and Twitter. And, you know, this is sort of what happened tonight is a little bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy. I predicted on that piece that if LSU thinks for 1 minute they're through with Alabama, think again out that Alabama privilege is always there. In fact, the entire college football playoff is about nothing but privilege to the brand names. And this is yet another example. And when I say brand names, you know, Alabama thinks they live on an island, or their fans do. They think that that they're the only ones that feel the wrath of my truth. But, no, there's a lot more to it. Georgia is a brand, and they are part of the pure playoff privilege. They lost at home to South Carolina, okay, with a third-string quarterback quarterbacking South Carolina, and managed to lose. And apparently that's not a problem if you happen to be Georgia. Baylor has a hard time beating a 500 TCU team that has a pretty good defense, and because TCU is 4-4 and they play in the Big 12, evidently that's a problem for Baylor, because they can't sniff the top 10. They might as well rename themselves UCF and join the American Conference.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Unbelievable.
I'm with you.
It's contrived transparency where the head of the committee, Mullins, who's now the pork in the rat hole and has to show up and talk instead of Jeff Long or whoever was there before him, you know, the athletic director at Oregon, he's the guy that has to go out and make a fool out of himself, talking out of both sides of his mouth every time they have one of these dog and pony shows on ESPN on Tuesday nights, say one thing about one team, totally contradict himself when talking about another team. The eye test works with one team, but it doesn't work with another. Okay? The stat that he was giving about Minnesota's their schedule would be the same stat that you could also apply to Alabama, but there's one difference. Minnesota's not Alabama, and Alabama is not Minnesota. I mean, Scott, this thing is as corrupt a process as any we've seen in American sports, period. It is so far worse than the BCS, I can't even begin to tell you.
You're right.
And the way these guys are enabled by our business, filled with media cronies, who will go out all week long and change their tune depending upon what they're told by those people they're in business with might be the direction the committee is going in is beneath contempt. Do you recall how everyone was talking prior to the Alabama-LSU game? And I'm talking about significant people in our business, people I respect, okay? We're talking about, well, you know, Alabama's non-conference schedule this year is so bad. It's so weak. You know, I think this is a must-win for them. You know, I really don't believe Alabama can afford to lose this game to LSU. Do you remember that conversation before
yes,
the game was played?
Of course.
Well, since that game was played, every one of those guys, every one of them, have come out and said, well, you know, Alabama, I mean, when you look at the eye test, are there really four teams better than Alabama? Same people, Scott, same people. They get their marching orders, and they move forward, and they're not going to go after the people that are in play. And apparently everybody else in the media just allows it to happen. Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not playing that game. Okay? If it's corrupt, it's corrupt. If you're applying it to one team, you have to apply it to another team. It doesn't matter who Clemson plays. Clemson's in because they're one of the pure playoff privileges. And by the way, it doesn't matter that, you know, I'm not going to give Clemson a hard time because they're in a god-awful league. It's not their fault the ACC stinks out loud. But the truth is, Clemson does play two teams in their non-conference out of the SEC. Now, South Carolina's a rival. They play them every year. But it was Clemson's choice to play Texas A&M. All right, they didn't have to play Texas A&M at home and home, but they did. So I'll give Clemson the nod for at least playing a credible non-conference opponent when they play them. Alabama didn't play anyone remotely similar to Texas A&M in another conference like Clemson did. And it doesn't matter because they're Ala-frickin-Bama. They can get away with it. I mean, Scott, something's got to be said and something should be done. But evidently nothing will be done, and we're going to be staring the barrel again of the same four teams that we always see. Georgia, Bama, some other SEC team, if they happen to beat Georgia in the SEC championship. If LSU runs the table and they beat Georgia, they'll be in. And Alabama doesn't have to play in the SEC title game, just like 2011 in the BCS, and they'll be in. I mean, you've got Alabama in the five hole. They don't have to play in the SEC title game. They'll just wait for Georgia or LSU to win that game, and then they'll be in the four hole. You might as well just say Alabama's number four right now. Okay?
Right.
Unless, of course, Auburn beats them in the Iron Bowl.
Do you think Auburn can beat Georgia this week at all?
I think Auburn can beat Georgia. I think Auburn is a better football team than Alabama. Did you see Auburn's defense against LSU?
Yeah.
At LSU?
Yeah.
Hell of a lot better performance than the one Alabama put on
right at
home in Tuscaloosa against Joe Burrow. Much better performance by Auburn. But Auburn is not Alabama. Let's not confuse the two.
Right.
Auburn's actually playing a tough conference schedule. Look at who they had to play within their league, who they played outside their league, including Oregon. You think that that's a balanced schedule, what Auburn had to do in the Western Division to get through versus what Alabama has had to do because of the inequities in scheduling? It
no.
is a joke. It is a crock in every sense of the word. And they get away with it.
Do you think Iowa can beat Minnesota at Kinnick?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Listen, this is college football. The world is flat. Minnesota could lose. Baylor could lose to Oklahoma. But this is supposed to be about what we've done, what we've seen to this point. How many times have they told us, we wipe the slate clean every week, let's take a look at the skins on the wall, who's done what against whom? Minnesota beat Penn State. They're the number four team in the country. Are they not?
Yes.
They were the number four team in the country. Can you name for me one win that Alabama has that's as impressive as Minnesota's one win against Penn State?
No.
No. And where is Minnesota? Eighth?
Yeah.
Alabama is fifth.
Yeah.
They fall a whopping two spots after getting their ass kicked for an entire half and then piling on some stats and a courageous performance. I'll give Tua his due. He deserves it.
Right.
And LSU's defense did give up a lot of yards and some very big plays. But there was no denying that LSU went into Tuscaloosa and punched them in the mouth and won the game. And what's going to happen here? LSU, as it was the case in 2011 in that game of the century, they're going to have to beat Alabama twice. They're going to have to beat them again if Alabama wins out. And again, that's not what this is all about. What this is all about is where's the fairness to Minnesota, the fairness to Baylor? It's not existent, does not exist. The stereotyping of the Big 12 is a no-defense league. If you've not seen Matt Rule's defense play, then you don't have the right to say that. I've seen them play, and they're good. In many respects, they've been much better than I think anyone would have ever anticipated, and they've been playing without their best linebacker since he got hurt 2 weeks ago. And they've made the adjustments and have won every game. Again, the great landscape of college football has been largely ignored because all the committee cares about are the four or five teams that they care about. It's all about branding. It's all about who brings in big cash. It's all about cash cow and keeping this baby at four. God forbid we let somebody in. It's not part of the pure playoff privilege. This is a Sun Belt Invitational, and that's all that matters. A good old boy network run Sun Belt Invitational.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, listen, tomorrow you're at Columbus for Ohio State Nova and Hoops. That'll be awesome game with the Buckeyes and Nova. And then Saturday you're in, I believe,
Utah.
Salt Lake at Rice-Eccles with Utes and UCLA. That should be awesome as well. I wish I had more time to talk to you, Governor. Great stuff tonight in Ann Arbor. I watched the game. It was a great game with Creighton. I thought Howard's team looked pretty tough. I love the big man, the big forward, putting in 22. And I thought they looked pretty decent, all things being equal. Good game. I can't wait to see Ohio State and Nova. We'll catch up with you real soon.
Utah or Oregon on a neutral field right now would beat Alabama. Put that in your college football playoff peace pipe and smoke on it.
Wow, the governor going off tonight. Tim Brando in Ann Arbor. Thanks a lot, Tim. I love you for coming on the bench.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.